I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Astros tonight, they're going to be looking to be the only team in 2019 to win a Game 5 at home of a division series. That's just a fact. Don't kill the messenger. Two teams last night drop home Game 5s of the of division series. I don't anticipate the Astros to do the same thing, but it's a fluky-ass thing when you play a five-game series with the format that is baseball. I can't really explain it, but the numbers show that the home team isn't necessarily at an advantage. In fact, in game fives of division series, the home team is actually 11-20, and the wild card game winners are actually 33-34. So anything can happen tonight, and it's going to be interesting. And the first pitch is going to be around 6 o'clock downtown, which is where I'll be hanging out with all of our loopholes and listeners in anticipation of the game out there at a way out.
That also speaks to what we were talking about. I mean, I think the Astros are going to win this series. I've thought the Astros are going to win this series. I predicted it to happen. But the one concern, only concern I had, is that it's five games. You know, seven-game series, I wouldn't worry at all about these Astros because I don't think the Rays could get two of the next three. But could they get one, you know, on a five-game series? That's the question.
It is. It's going to be something that we're going to have to answer, and it's something that we'll have the answer to tomorrow. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open. Sunday in Kansas City, Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. MVP Pat Mahomes against Deshaun Watson, the two faces of the 2017 NFL draft. We know the hype is going to be centered around the quarterbacks. However, there's a position in this game that I think could play more of a role than the quarterback, and that is the safety position. Let's start with the Houston Texans. Tashaun Gibson, who replaced Tyrann Mathieu as a starting safety for the Houston Texans. He's done a very good job, had the pick six last game, really hasn't been exposed in coverage. I actually think you could make a case that he's been an upgrade of Tyrann Mathieu, who we'll get to in just a second. But you've talked about this, you've touched on this. The key to the Houston Texans stopping the Chiefs is the safety position.
All along, I think it's going to be Tashaun Gibson. It's the reason you brought him in. I mean, when you lose the Honey Badger, okay, you know, he was okay last year. I don't think he was all that, as we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But when you brought him in because the schedule is that much tougher, and you are facing some serious, serious tight ends this year. You know, you know, Greg Olsen, whatever, but starting now, you're going to face some big-time tight ends. Travis Kelce, some would argue maybe the best in the game. He's the reason that Tashaun Gibson is here, and I think that's going to be the biggest factor in the game. I really do. I'm not overhyping it. Look, okay, if Pat Mahomes has a crazy game, they'll win. If Deshaun Watson has a crazy game,
they might win.
The Texans should win. But if all things being equal, if you can stop Travis Kelce, and Tashaun Gibson is the guy that can do that, then I think that's going to be the edge. Here are the numbers from last year. Arguably the two best tight ends in football were Rob Gronkowski and Zach Ertz. Well, Tashaun Gibson faced them both, and they had a combined 6 catches for 41 yards. He's a tight ends killer, and he has to be that this week.
He does, and I don't know how exactly he does that, because if Tyreek Hill is back, then that means that Gibson's going to be one-on-one with Travis Kelce. And with no disrespect to Tashaun Gibson, I know he calls himself the tight end killer. I don't know that there's anybody in the league that can stop Travis Kelce one-on-one. He's just that good of a player.
Exactly. As long as he doesn't go nuts, you know?
Well, I mean, he's been known to do that. And if Pat Mahomes is buying time with his feet, it's damn near impossible to cover this guy for 6 seconds. On the other side of things, a familiar face is going to be on your TV screen on Sunday. The Honey Badger. Tyrann Mathieu with the Texans 1 year last year. In the offseason, he signed a 3-year, $42 million deal. which J-Lo and I said, tip of the cap to the Honey Badger. If you can get 3 years, $42 million, more power to you. And not only that, I think he's overrated, personally. And I think that the charisma and the appeal of the Honey Badger outweighs the actual production of what I saw with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And if you want proof, just go look at the Indianapolis Colts game last year and how the Honey Badger looked. I mean, the Honey Badger's head was on a swivel. He was basically chasing his tail out there. I think Honey Badgers have tails, right?
Do they? Yeah. Yeah, they do.
So I think that the Honey Badger is going to be something that the Houston Texans, they know him well. I think the Honey Badger is someone that the Texans could take advantage of with their receivers, the Will Fullers, the DeAndre Hopkins, the Kiki QT. Don't know if Kenny Stills is going to play. And their tight ends who have found their groove, Darren Fells with two touchdowns last week, and then Jordan Akins before that. I think that you can expose the Honey Badger on the other end, and I think this just adds to the notion that the safety position, not the quarterback position, could be the biggest factor in this game. Let's hear from Andy Reid, just to put in perspective how Tyrann Mathieu has played, because leading up to the show, I did some research. I looked at what they were saying in Kansas City about the Honey Badger and what the fans are saying. They think he's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're talking about him being maybe the most overrated player in football, and they don't even know that he's an upgrade over what they had last year. However, you know about the charisma, you know about the swagger, you know about all this other stuff, the mystique of the Honey Badger. This is Andy Reid, and I think this is a perfect reflection of where the Honey Badger is in his career. Andy Reid, in a conference call yesterday, was asked what he thinks about the Honey Badger and what the Honey Badger brings to the Chiefs. And just listen to what Andy Reid says. Listen to what he says and tell me if you hear him say anything about the actual skills of the Honey Badger. Here's Andy Reid talking about what Honey Boo Boo brings.
He's a rugged leader, loves to play the game, so he brings a certain energy. And listen, he's just, they're just getting a feel of this defense. I mean, you saw that with Tyrann last week with the interception. He'd been so close on 2, 3, 4 of them that it was killing him. You know, seeing him get a little more comfort in the defense.
That's the highest paid safety in the NFL, and he was asked what he brings. He did not say one thing that he does well on the football field. Not one thing. As a matter of fact, he kind of insinuated, and said that he has left some plays on the field and he finally got an interception. If you're watching that game, that interception, Jim Abbott could have intercepted that pass. And if you don't know, if you're too young, he was a one-arm pitcher. Jim Abbott could have caught that interception that the Honey Badger got last week. So there's not much substance to the Honey Badger, and I think the Texans can expose the Honey Badger. I really, really do, John.
Well, I think they will more so if they can take advantage of the clear weakness on this Chiefs defense. And this is good news for the Texans, man. Real good news for the Texans. They've got one of the worst run defenses in football. So if you can establish, you know, Carlos Hyde, get those runs going, if you can, do that, then you're going to be able to get more play action going. Well, where does play action go? Where have the Texans been strong right now? Play action across the middle. Play action to tight ends. The tight ends have been really strong lately. That's Honey Badger territory, and that's taking advantage. He's a risk taker. He's always been a risk taker. He doesn't do all the fundamental things necessarily in terms of coverage that you want, but he's been known to make some splash plays as he did last week. But when he takes those risks and he comes up to cheat on the run, well, then it's going to be wide open.
You know what I call the Honey Badger now? Not Honey Boo Boo. That's your thing. I won't swack you. He's not Honey Boo Boo. You know what the Honey Badger is?
What's that?
He's the Fire Festival safety. He is the defensive back Ponzi scheme. He is an absolute fraud. The Honey Badger is not the Honey Badger anymore.
You should call him the pyramid scheme.
He is the Enron field of safeties is what the Honey Badger is.
Call him Enron.
He is Enron, and he is the Ponzi scheme safety, PSS.
Yeah.
That's what the Honey Badger is. Hashtag PSS. Now, with all that said, John Lopez,
mm-hmm.
if we're talking about the Texan safeties, I think it's fair to mention that there's a possibility with the return of one of the best players in football that we hear this type of touchdown.
Mahomes is under center. First and 10, he gets the snap. He drops back 7. Rolls out of the pocket. Got a block from Kelsey. Winds up. Long pass. Oh, he's got Hill wide open. Over the shoulder catch. 20. 10. Walking in. 5. Touchdown. Down the middle he goes.
Westwood One Audio, Kevin Harlan with the call. Now, you're asking me how you stop Tyreek Hill? In the words of Bill O'Brien, I don't know.
Well, he's going to play. He practiced yesterday. He's practicing today.
Oh, God.
He'll be on the field.
Oh, God.
So, that's going to be a problem. Well, that's a problem for everybody,
God.
Though.
Oh, God.
That's a problem for everyone.
Oh, no. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. No, he'll be there.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, we laid it out for you. Sorry to end it like that, but that just is what it is. Tyreek Hill scares the living crap out of me, but it's going to be a fun one. Noon on Sunday. We'll have the call for you, sportsradio610.com. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you live at the Houston Open. Pretty pissed off at the OG John Lopez.
What did I do?
I woke up. This is what I woke up to this morning from the OG John Lopez. Yesterday, I was kind of proud of myself because I said, Mahomes versus Watson is ketchup versus charisma. Proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thought I did a good thing, good unique thing that only I'm doing. And this is what I wake up to on the show prep sheet from John Lopez. Charisma versus ketchup is a suck-ass tag, but I'll play along. Let's have the OG play along next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.